Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Propulsion Swimming Podcast. This week's episode, we are covering a topic we are so excited for.
Very excited. The pools are returning very, very soon.
Yeah, so we are going to talk about how you can get back into swimming.
Yes, it's going to be a long road.
Yeah.
It's not going to be easy at all, but, no. But it's going to be worth it in the end.
The water is back and we need to focus on swimming fitness, which is very different in the world of kind of fitness.
Yes, yeah. Well, based on this lockdown, everyone's been out on their bikes, as you know,
yeah.
And they've been running, and water fitness is a completely different ballgame. So everyone's going to be struggling the first sessions they get back. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be hard, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so swimming fitness is very different because you're using different types of muscle groups. Even your breathing is different than just running.
Yes, yeah. I mean, you do need, especially for swimming, you need to have a rhythmical breath pattern going, otherwise you're going to really suffer. Same with runners. Runners have a rhythmical breath pattern, but swimming, you're holding your breath, yeah. Aren't you? So
the aims of this podcast, we are going to give you, say, 4 or 5 tips and kind of tricks
yep.
to how you can get your swimming back safely. That's the main point here, safely.
Yes, yeah. I think one of the points is very obvious is that you've got to start slow. You can't just go straight into the deep end and leave. You can't start where you left off because you're not going to have the same technique. You're not going to be as fast. You got the feel of the water is going to be completely different. So you've got to build it back up.
Yeah, so that's the good point to start with.
Mm.
So your fitness levels, even though you may seem that they're quite high, they're quite low.
Yes.
So you have good experience of this before lockdown when you had a burst appendix when you were swimming in Cardiff.
Yes.
You spent 6 months out of the pool.
I did.
And you had to get your fitness levels, or you tried to get your fitness levels back pretty much instantaneously. Was it because you felt like you had to play catch up?
I liked swimming at the time, obviously. So I wanted to get back to the same level as where I was at
okay.
as fast as I could. And of course, in my mind, I thought, well, I've just got to do what I was doing before, because then if I go faster, then I'll get fitter quicker.
Mm.
But that's just not the case. You can't throw yourself in full pace right at the very beginning, otherwise one thing that we've written down was potential burnout, and
yeah.
I didn't experience burnout, but actually what I did suffer with was an injury because
okay.
I was overusing my arms more so from when I left. So I had 6 months out, suddenly trying to get back into the pool where I was at, and my shoulder suffered.
So like your enthusiasm kind of hampered your stroke, would you say, and caused you an injury?
A little bit, if you like, okay. Yes, yeah. Which is a weird way of putting it, actually, yes.
So one thing people should look at is injuries, and yeah. kind of you need to be focused on, what is it, being proactive in your training and training regimes. And after each session, you might want to start doing more stretching and more kind of specific dry land routines than you
yeah.
probably would be previously when you are very swimming fit.
Yes, well, we've done a couple of videos, actually. We've done stretching videos, we've done shoulder rehab, actually, which I think I've kind of pushed for you to do that one, because I think it's actually really key, and a lot of swimmers miss out on that sort of thing,
yeah.
especially with the repetitive nature of swimming.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen that video, it is over on the Propulsion Swimming YouTube channel, and it's basically 5 exercises for your shoulders that you can do before a training session, after a training session, and when you're injured with a shoulder injury to yes. try and get your strength back.
Yeah.
So seeing as everyone's shoulder strength right now is not going to be at the level it should be, it's a perfect video for everyone to focus on and for these exercises that everyone should be doing.
Exactly, and that's the reason why I wanted to push it out there so that everyone understood it.
Yeah.
And going with the stretching, like you said, stretching is not only helps swimmers, helps every sport, well, not just sport, helps people in general day-to-day life.
Well, it aids recovery. That's
yes.
the main thing about stretching. So
yep.
your muscles are going to be working harder, especially if you're like you and a bit of an idiot and trying to train really hard, really fast. Then you need to stretch and recover as quickly as possible because you're going to do yourself some mischief.
Yes, well, this is part of the reason for this podcast is to teach people not to do what I did and to slowly build up over time.
Yeah, so we're quite active in Reddit.
Yes.
If people aren't aware of Reddit, it's like a sharing community, a bit like Facebook, but a bit, I call it like an analog website page compared
yeah.
to a digital website
page.
Yeah,
I agree with you, yeah.
And people post in there kind of the swimming sets that they're doing and what their coaches are giving you. And we've seen the odd comment, which is coaches are giving me a hell set or a hell week
yes.
to break me back into swimming. So it will break you, but not break you back into swimming. It's going to just cause injuries.
Yes, cause injuries. It's going to cause mental demoralization, I think.
Yeah, I don't think there's any such thing in swimming as getting fit quickly. I don't think that happens.
No.
So I think you just need to take your time. And in terms of getting mentally demoralized because you're not hitting these targets and these insane goals, I think I have quite a good personal experience of getting back in the swimming pool after mine was basically 5 years out of the pool.
Yeah.
And I was a sprinter. I could hit all of sorts of these times in training because I have fast twitch muscles. And now in the training pool, I'm struggling to go sub 30 for a 50.
Yep.
So you just have to mentally reset yourself and say, look, stop worrying about the clock so much.
Yep.
And that's kind of the hardest transition of getting back into the pool.
I think for me, because I was trying to push for the times, I was trying to get the same times as what I was doing before without actually concentrating on my form and my technique. And that's the reason why I got a shoulder injury, because I was concentrating on trying to get so fast that my technique disintegrated, if you like, caused me an injury. And that's the reason why, well, it's not the part of the reason why I had to stop in the end.
Yeah.
So
if we kind of summarize these points briefly, because we've gone in all sorts of different directions here.
Yes, we have.
So let's bring it to a head.
Yes.
And say, right, the first thing you need to avoid is injuries.
Yes.
And to avoid these, you need to do stretching and specific training routines outside of the pool.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then your fitness levels are going to be low.
Yes. You've got to be patient.
So patient. Don't do hell weeks. If your coach is giving you hell weeks, just have a word. Or just don't turn up to every session. That's my style.
Well, my advice would be to just concentrate on technique. Yeah. For the first couple of weeks.
Sit at the back of the lane if everyone's going nuts.
Once the technique comes around, then you can move on to the aerobic sort of side of it. And then once that comes back, then you can push on to the sprints and the hard stuff.
I don't think anyone's going to be doing meets in 2020 that are going to have any sort of significance. So take this period of time as just a slow process.
Yep.
There's no rush in to get your training times. They will all come. Don't worry about that. Have faith.
Yeah, well, that's it. You just got to have patience. It will come back to you. I probably wouldn't suggest doing, if you're a swimmer that does 10 times a week, probably wouldn't do that straight away. Mm. I'd probably start off for 6 sessions, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully swimming clubs are adjusting their schedule. And you never know, with social distancing, you might only be able to have a certain number of swimmers in the pool itself. So training sessions might be limited to start with,
yes,
which is a bit of a blessing in disguise.
It is. That will be a good thing for the swimmers, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the third point is, you need to set yourself new goals and targets which are nowhere near the times that you were hitting before.
Yes.
Just be realistic.
Yep.
And don't beat yourself up about these times.
Well, I think if you're a swimmer that normally does 6K in 2 hours, something like that, you're going to find it hard to do 3K. You literally have to half the distance to start with. The speed might be there for the first couple of reps or sets, but then once you get past halfway, it's just going to fall through the floor.
Yeah, and if anything, all of your training sets, instead of being off a specific time, I do them off a specific rest.
Yes.
So people aren't focusing on how fast they're going.
Yeah.
Because it's like you said before, technique should now be taking priority.
Yes. I assume all the Olympians will be doing that. Because for me, I was very much like a feel swimmer. I think I said it earlier with the catch and stuff.
Mm.
And if I didn't feel the water in my hand, then I knew I wasn't going to go anywhere.
Yeah, very weird feeling when you first get back in the pool. It just feels
like you're slipping, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. Slipping through the water, or it's almost like you don't have any surface area of your hand.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Very weird.
Yeah.
But it's just going to take time. It really is. That is the main point from this.
Yeah.
Time. Just be patient.
And with that, actually, because you're not feeling the water, you're in a slipping water, you might feel as though you need to wear paddles. But of course, if you wear paddles, then you put an extra strain on your shoulder, which then can...
That's a mistake I sort of make in the pool is, as soon as I'm struggling with a set, I put the fins on, I put paddles on. I'm like, I need to train my stroke better. It feels weird.
Yeah.
But that's probably not the best thing for me to do. It's probably... If again, we're going to plug the YouTube channel here. We have videos on there which are specific for freestyle catch.
Yes.
So swordfish kick, human drill, shark fin... All of these drills you should now be using, if not an hour each session.
Yeah, I mean, we've had coaches where we've had a specific session just for drills. I know a lot of coaches just want to plow you up and down all day, every session.
And that's how you drive people like me out of swimming.
Yes, exactly. And that's how burnout happens. I know many a swimmer that have had burnout because of that sort of thing. So you've got to start slow. You've got to start slow.
Yeah. And then the final point is muscle conditioning, which links back to avoiding injury.
Yep.
Again, you should be stretching. You should be doing these pool-specific moves outside of the water.
Yes, well, hopefully with this lockdown that's happened, a lot of coaches have done over, like, Instagram, I've seen.
Zoom.
They've done, or Zoom, yep. They've done their own little dry land sessions.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's been core, which is brilliant. You need core, obviously. And actually, I've seen quite a lot of clubs do swimming-specific stuff.
Mm.
So stuff like tricep extensions and burpees, and brilliant stuff.
Yeah, using resistance bands.
Yes.
Which is a good way to put swimmers of a young age through a dry land routine and not have to worry about kind of stunting their growth with weights.
Yeah, and actually it'll lead into muscle memory when they get older as well.
Yeah.
Which, so many positives, yeah.
So do you have anything further you'd like to add? Because we have rambled and then been very specific here. We've been good.
We've not done too bad, I think.
Is that
we have rambled at the beginning, but I think we've brought it back.
So those are the key points for everyone to focus on.
Yes. I think in summary, it's just take it steady, be patient. It will return. Your fitness will return.
Set new goals, rehab especially.
Yes.
And stretching and muscle conditioning.
Yep.
Those are the four things you need to cover to get back to swimming fitness and patience and time.
Yes. Take it steady. Always drills first. Paramount. I think I bang on about it ever since we started this channel.
Well, I can't wait to get back in the pool and just swim up and down and do drills and not worry about my time for once.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice.
Yeah, I can't. Usually I'm very good at technique sort of stuff. And looking back when I was, like, you know, the 6 months out, it felt terrible. So I don't know what it's going to be like now. Seeing as though I haven't been training beforehand.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see.
I have an increased passion to get in the water now, though.
Yeah, it's good, though. It's good.
It feels odd.
I've got a few friends that suggested a topic for the podcast saying, are people actually going to stop swimming? They're going to quit swimming because of this.
Okay, so why don't we cover that next week?
Could do, potentially, yes.
So the kind of... Why don't we say the different sports that swimming can lead on to?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I like it.
We'll cover that in next week's episode, as some people might now be looking for new directions.
Yes.
Okay. So that has been the Propulsion Swimming Podcast. We hope you are all as excited as we are to get back in the water.
I'm literally on the edge of my seat. Yep.
Yep.
Can't wait.
He's actually slouched, dying from one of the videos we have just filmed.
We've just filmed it, yeah. Oh, my legs are really, really burning, actually. Yeah.
So thank you, everyone, for listening. If you aren't subscribed to this channel, please check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. We really appreciate your support. But for now, we will see you in 7 days.
And we'll catch you on the next one.